Come on, let's celebrate. Hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate. Hallelujah. 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 What happened? The process was what? They worked the word. So the title of this sermon is Faith That Works. Faith that works. It works. Hallelujah. And so what happened? What they do? They took the word. A lot of time we don't want to even want to do the work. There's a part we have to do. Jesus took care of everything else, but there's a part we have to do, and that part is to simply get the word in us, believe the word, confess the word, pray the word, and get word results. How many of you want word results? Hallelujah. And so the Bible says this. So this is what we have to be careful. Michelle talked about what Bill Winston said about if you mess up and you say something that negates the word, then you have to start all over. This is what happens. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaks. You saying what's in your heart is clear. If you don't believe the word, guess where the evidence is going to be in what you say? If you don't believe the word and a lot of times we don't believe that God would do it for us. We believe that he'll do it, but we don't believe he did it for us. We don't believe that we didn't believe that he loved us enough that he already took care of all that. You don't believe it? The word says he's given us all things that pertain to what? To life and what? And godliness. That's it. It's settled. Health, we need it, right? Finances, we need it, right? He's already given it to us. So all we have to do is lay hold of it. So here's how we do this, because a lot of times we just think, okay, it's just gone. And sometimes, I'm not saying that it can't happen that way, because it can, because he's God. But the process, get this word in you. Get this word in. You may be right. You may be you may be wavering right now, but continue to get the word on healing. Continue to get the word on finances and continue it. And after a while, you begin to be strong in that area. After a while, you begin to see results in that area. So no longer are we saying, okay, oh man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. The word says that after we've done all that we can stand, and to continue to stand. A lot of us, we get tired and we just say, okay, I'm going to stand until I'm met with an obstacle. Then all of a sudden, I'm saying what I used to say. I'm going to stand until that pain hit my body, and then I'm going to just say, man, I must be coming down with something, or man, I'm sick or something. I'm going to stand until that bill comes in the mail, and I know I don't have the money to pay it right now. Is that what the word says? He said, after you've done all you can, what? Stand and keep standing. Hallelujah. How do we keep standing? This is the word says, he forgives all of my sins and he heals all of my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction and he crowns me with love and kindness and tender mercy. He fills my life with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Is that the word? This is what the word said. The Lord brought me out and there was not a feeble one amongst them. Is that what the word says? The word says he caused my help to spring forth speedily. Is that what the word says? The word says, by his stripes, come on, somebody, help me preach this morning. By his stripes, I'm healed. That's what the word says. So it doesn't matter what the lying symptoms suggest. The word said, I'm healed. Hallelujah. And so I'm healed. Hallelujah. So I tell this body, it works well and it works well without fail. Hallelujah. All the days of my long, healthy, prosperous, joyous, fulfilled, and satisfying life, the word works. Hallelujah. 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 Look at somebody and say, don't you know that he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquity and the chastisement of our peace was upon him and by his stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, beloved, hallelujah, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. See, healing is for us. The Bible says healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I won't back down and I won't let go of this word, for this word works. This word is just as real now as it was back then. Hallelujah. When Jesus went about, the Bible says he went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Guess what? That was the old covenant. You know why it was the old covenant? He hadn't yet what? He hadn't yet died. He hadn't yet gone to hell. He hadn't yet risen. So the Bible says that he became the mediator. Hallelujah. And he established a better covenant based upon better promises. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. So instead of looking at what you see, hey, begin to see what you want to see. Hallelujah. Did y'all follow that? Instead of looking at what it looks like right now, go ahead and see that thing completed. Hallelujah. Go ahead and see it finished. Hallelujah. Go ahead and see your body healed. Hallelujah. Go ahead and see you've renewed like the eagles. Go ahead and see it. Hallelujah. 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 Tori and Therese went from zero and now they have three. Because they worked the word and they got word results. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, the same God would do it for you that did it for me. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's give him a shout. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him a shout. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now when sickness and disease come up, we'd say, we don't accept that.